Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Andrew Baker, headmaster of King David Victory Park. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thank you. And elated with the students and what they've achieved again in 2022.
So give us your headlines. How did King David Victory Park do in general?
Exceptionally well. We had one of our smaller cohorts coming through, 49 candidates in all. Everyone passed, 98% with a bachelor's degree pass. Some of the top stats for me are certainly that 35% of the grade, more than a third, achieved an A aggregate this year, and 90%, 60% and more on aggregate, which is phenomenal. We got three of our students with in the 90s as aggregates, and four of our students are full house. Every exam they wrote resulted in a distinction. And then always lovely to get two of our students on the IEB's list of commendable achievers. I've in fact got my head boy and head girl from 2022 sitting with me in the office, Megan Grused and Jared Kapelushnik as well.
That's fantastic. So, Jared, let's start with you. First of all, congratulations to you. How does it feel that it's all over?
Thank you, Howard. It feels like there's just a big stress lifted off my shoulders. It feels really, really
no
good.
Doubt.
I'm a little bit upset, like, you know, it was the first day of school, and for the first time in 12 years, I didn't come to school, and I watched my brothers get dressed in their school uniform. My mom always posts on her Instagram story first day, and it was, you know, the first time there were two kids in the story and not three. So it was a little bit upsetting like that because, you know, I love coming to school, and I love just seeing everyone in the social aspect and the academic aspect. But, yeah, it's like there's a certain sense of freedom to it all. It's kind of a new beginning.
It is. And what is your new beginning? What do you intend doing in the next couple of years?
So I've just taken the past few months off just to kind of regroup, and then university starting in February. And I'm planning on going to Wits and studying actuarial science. And, yeah, hopefully I'll get my degree and maybe go into one of the bigger companies and take it from there. Hopefully one day I'll start my own company and just, yeah, and work from that.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Congratulations. Mazel tov to you, Megan Grused. Good morning to you. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning, Howard. I'm feeling really, really happy and grateful for my high school experience. It's something that I will cherish with me forever and ever. And I think receiving the results yesterday is just the cherry on top for how hard not only me, but thousands of matriculants have worked, and it's just proof of everything we've put in to ensure that we have a bright future ahead of us. So I'm feeling very lucky and very grateful.
Megan, what do you think it is that sets King David Victory Park apart? What are you gaining? What are you walking into the world with thanks to the school that you've been at?
So I think that King David Victory Park especially has gifted me so many opportunities, not only within school, but it has prepared me to walk out of school with so many new skills and talents and love for learning, as well as a new family. All, like, our grade was small, but we were closely connected. We were a grade that won't only last through school. We will continue to be friends for a long time after. And I think that King David has provided me with opportunities such as leadership roles and has instilled in me academic confidence that will ensure that I have a bright future ahead of me. And I'm very happy and grateful and thankful for that.
And I have no doubt that you will. Andrew, if I can just come back to you. You've we've spoken over the last couple of years, and certainly we've looked at students of the pandemic. This class is one of them that has in fact had to deal with this for longest. What do you think they have gained from this?
So Howard, indeed, as we've spoken over the years, I think this grouping is one of the most profound in my mind, because they were coming into senior high school, starting the magic of a grade 10 year when the pandemic struck viciously in 2020. So they had two critical senior high school years heavily impacted, their grade 10 and their grade 11 year. What they've gained is a very unique resilience, an ability to bounce back strongly, a commitment to really working in true partnership with their educators, because we had to scramble and put all kinds of emergency planning in place during the years of 2020 and 2021. And this group were just right beside their teachers all the way, saying, "Sir and ma'am, you know what we need. You know what we need to do." Even though it's evening webinars and we're exhausted after a full day of school, we know that you're doing this because you want to get us in the right lane for our matric year, which was their first year of completely normal back at school education. So I think they go out with a very unique, a bank account of resilience topped up to the maximum.
And agility, which is exactly what they need in this environment. Yeah. Andrew Baker, headmaster of King David Victory Park, joined by Jared Kapelushnik as well as Megan Gruz of King David Victory Park. Well done and mazel tov to you all. It is 8:19. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.